An online bingo site says it is considering throwing out classic calls like Two Fat Ladies, 88, to make the game more woke for the younger generation. Foxy Bingo says 88 could in future be Wills and Kate. Other suggestions include 38 avocado on a plate and 74 recycle more. So next time you're down at the bingo hall, it could sound like this.
54, lads on tour. 52, brunch for two. Number 9, get an Uber from mine. 78, haters gone hate.
Some people are suggesting 38, Nolan's late. 45, Nolan's live. 63, a big thank you to me. 28, let's have an Irish language debate. We'll get in trouble for that, won't we? Andrea McVeigh's with us this morning. Good morning to Andrea.
Good morning.
Like, have you ever heard anything more ridiculous in your life? Some people saying that you can't say Two Fat Ladies anymore.
Well, I'm not surprised you were laughing at it when I heard this news. It was one of those situations where I held my head in my hands and I thought, I can't believe if this is really going to happen, that this generation, the young generation, is going to look after us in our old age. I mean, what is wrong? Bingo has actually been played for almost 100 years. It developed in 1929 in America. It's hundreds of years older than that, they say, in Europe. But, you know, it's insulting to a younger generation as well to assume that they can't, you know, they can't listen to words like Two Fat Ladies. Who's to say Two Fat Ladies is fat shaming anyway? Maybe they're two larger women who celebrate their larger size. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I am supposed to be maintaining some degree of impartiality in this, and I can't stop laughing.
Well, I'm glad you can't stop laughing.
Like, I just can't.
The world hasn't gone mad completely. I mean, you know, some of these things, instead of saying 54 clean the floor, it's lads on tour. Surely lads on tour is sexist. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Instead of saying 39 steps, 39 Love Island time. I mean, like,
there's a suggestion they're not going to be able to say legs 11 anymore in case it offends women.
Legs. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's finding offence where there is no offence whatsoever. It's taking out offence when there just isn't any. You know, you can't say lucky 7. Lucky 7 is going to be flexitarian. 83, time for tea. They want to change it to gluten-free. I mean, you do think, is this the end of the world? Is this the end, Des? Because it really seems like it. I mean, where are we going to go from here? Things are not offensive. And they're turning them, and they're saying that they're offensive and they have to be changed. And also they have to be changed for a younger generation. If a game is almost 100 years old, why do you have to change it for anybody? Surely over 100 years people have been happy with it. You know, they're saying 48 instead of 48, 48, not another Brexit debate. I despair. If this is what the world's coming to, it's like, I want to go and live in a cave in an island somewhere. Can you see anybody really taking this on, though? Can you see anybody actually doing it?
Well, look, anything's possible in this new... in this new environment of people taking offence at choosing when to take offence, sometimes genuinely and sometimes not, as you know. But the thought in a bingo hall that there's going to be outrage when the bingo caller shouts out Two Fat Ladies, like, I cannot do this story seriously.
No, and let's celebrate two larger women. But, you know, it's part of it. The bingo caller shouts it out, that people playing bingo shout out the response. It's one of those call and response things. Everybody knows the answer. Everybody knows what to say. That's all part of the
74 spot. Candy store. They're getting rid of that because that might encourage people presumably to eat sugar. And they're replacing it with 74 recycle more. I can't wait to hear what our punters think of this. 0 30 30 80 55 55 38 Christmas cake. Well, they couldn't possibly talk about Christmas cake, could they? That's replaced with avocado on a plate. Norman, morning, Norman.
Morning, morning, Stephen. Welcome back, a happy wanderer. Stephen, I used to go to bingo in Blackpool years ago, and you used to love them, calling out legs 11 and number 8, the garden gate, and all these different numbers. I don't know about going bingo mad, the country was going PC mad. So it has, what on earth are they thinking about?
Now, what, with legs 11, with some of those bingo callers used to do a wolf whistle when calling out legs 11. So is that appropriate in this day and age?
Stephen, what do we do that doesn't offend anybody nowadays? Everything seems to offend everybody, no matter what you do. I would leave the bingo the way it is, because that's what people that go to bingo enjoy, when they're calling out two fat ladies or legs 11 or number 8, the garden gate. They're all used to all these things that's called out, so they are. So why change something that's good to change it to, well, they could put you in, Stephen, so they could make a number for you, so they could.
Hey, Andrew, do you think there would be people that would genuinely take offence from some of this stuff?
I would say they would, Stephen.
Andrea?
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. Well, it's that generation offence. And, you know, they're speaking out. Things are genuinely offensive in life. That's undoubtable. Racism, sexism, all that sort of stuff is genuinely offensive. But to find offence in things that aren't actually offensive, you do sort of start to wonder, well, you really have too much time on your hands. You know, you really have too much time to think about these things. It's not offensive. Saying legs 11 isn't inherently in itself offensive. It could be men's legs that you're whistling at, or maybe you're just saying you're not supposed to whistle at anybody's legs because you're not allowed to find the idea of legs attractive. Or two fat ladies isn't inherently offensive. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And some of these things that they're coming up with, you know, 68, pick a mate, is they late for my Tinder date? I mean, what does Tinder even mean to most of the population who aren't online and who aren't on Tinder? It's absolutely crazy to change something with a great heritage that everybody knows that unites people and just... you know, change it for change's sake. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, this might be a funny story, but it's really the way the world's going, isn't it? I mean, this is one example of all these things that you're not allowed to say and you're not allowed to do, things that are genuinely not offensive. I mean, as you say, 74 candy store. You know, you're not allowed to say that in case people overeat candy or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I think I need to retire. I really do. I can't cope with this anymore.
Gary. There's come a point where you think you're too old.
Exactly. Listen, exactly. Gary, good morning.
Yes, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, my name's Kelly, and I've only one E, but I'm not offended by Kelly's E number one. I think it's crazy.
Isn't it?
So it is. If my mother went to bingo now, she wouldn't know what numbers are calling. They changed all the things.
I don't know anymore. What do you think of this, well, some people are calling it a woke society now, where people are just too ready to be offended, Gary?
Well, you know, you hold the door for a lady now, you know. Some of them find that offensive. You're calling them weak if you can't open a door for them, or they can't open the door themselves. You know, it's scandalous.
Gonna move. Well, listen, nice to talk to you. Gary, thank you very much indeed. Andrea, thank you very much. Morning to you both.